Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Newborn calves lack the important antibodies in their system to ward off disease, which stresses the importance of immediate feeding of colostrum or first milk. Nebraska Extension educator Troy Walsh tells us what colostrum is, and feeding it to the calf is extremely important within the first 24 hours of its life.
Colostrum is the first milk produced by that mother cow or dam, and it is extremely complex and includes many immune factors, important nutrients, and growth factors. Cow colostrum contains about 22% solids compared to 12% solids of normal whole milk. The fetal calf is in a sterile environment inside the cow, and there's no exchange of immune factors from that mother cow to the fetus. And so these antibodies that that cow has in her colostrum are passed directly to that calf when that calf first sucks that. So that first immunity the calf receives is from colostrum from that cow. Ideally, the calf will be up and nursing that dam within an hour of birth and will have consumed 5 to 6% of its body weight by the time it is 6 hours old, and then the same amount by 12 hours. So for an 80-pound calf, this is 2 to 2.5 quarts per feeding. So by 12 hours old, the calf should have consumed at least 1 gallon of colostrum. And when the calf is born, the calf's intestines have the unique ability to absorb these intact antibodies into its bloodstream. But the intestine rapidly changes over the next several hours, and by 6 to 12 hours, they have a lower transferability, and by 24 hours of age, only a very low percentage of these intact antibodies can pass into the bloodstream of the calf. That calf needs to receive its colostrum in the first 24 hours, and the simple answer is that calf does not receive colostrum, the calf essentially going to die. That calf's gut's going to close before it can absorb those antibodies, and that calf is going to be susceptible to disease and protection. And there are times when you need to think about, well, should I be giving this calf colostrum? You know, if the calf cannot nurse the dam, the calf is sluggish, you had a difficult calving, or the calf is injured, or the cow has poor udder conformation on the cow, or the cow just refuses to let that calf suck her, she ran off, calf has cold stress. These are times when you need to be thinking about giving that calf colostrum, whether you milk it from the dam or feed a or if you've had some colostrum that you've frozen, you can feed that calf.
Troy says if colostrum isn't readily available, producers have other ways of providing it to their newborn calves.
If the colostrum is fresh, it can be stored in the refrigerator for up to 1 week. Colostrum can also be stored by freezing in milk cartons or containers, or one simple way is to use a 1 gallon Ziploc freezer bag, fill it half full, so that would be 2 quarts that feeding, and squeeze the air out, and they lay flat, and you can just store, stack them up, and they freeze quickly, but then they thaw very quickly also. But care must be taken when you thaw frozen colostrum, because studies have shown that rapid defrosting using boiling temperatures destroys a portion of the antibodies. So the best way to thaw frozen colostrum is to use a warm water bath and keep adding hot water as the frozen colostrum cools the water. There are times that maybe if you do not have colostrum on hand, so sometimes the question is, where do you get good colostrum? Of course, the best way is to get it from cows within your herd, but if you look at outside sources, be thinking about disease transmission, because we must be cautious that any colostrum we get from outside of our herd, that it comes from healthy cows. And there are colostrum replacements out there if you don't have any on hand. Care should be taken in the selection of the product to ensure that you're getting a replacement and not a supplement. So I always recommend that you talk to your veterinarian whenever you go to buy a colostrum replacement product.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.